My name is Edmund, and I'm 17 years old. Since last spring, we've been inching our way over these hills, most of them bare, some sparsely wooded. The bald patches in the forest make our life difficult, but we've gotten good at camouflage and deception, and we've learned how to stay close to the ground, utilizing blind spots to surprise the enemy. The enemy knows it is dealing with damaged, resolute people. It unleashes its well-trained fighters, assisted by gendarmes and local farmers who act as informants. We will not be easily defeated. Daylight is a problem, but the night belongs to us. We also need to be very cautious at night, but over time we've learned the advantages of darkness. There's nothing like lying in ambush on summer nights. You're on high alert, picking up every sound, poised to strike like a panther. At the end of the summer, the commander decided that we had to leave this place and head toward the wetlands, to the swamps and the lakes. Such a move would distance us from the fields and orchards that provide our vital needs, but would give us several clear advantages. Stagnant water is an obstacle, and an army is not eager to plod through swamps, cut off from its headquarters. During the day, we are dug in and camouflaged, and we advance at night. Progress is slow but steady. Each day brings us closer to the goal. On the last few nights, we could smell the water and celebrate it quietly. But we must never rest on our laurels. The enemy is vigilant and follows us always. They try to outflank us and block the way to the wetlands. We outsmart them and ambush them. Our calculations have worked out so far, and we haven't suffered many casualties. But who knows how this bitter struggle will end. At the beginning of September, we arrived at the ridge overlooking Lake Tanura, a long lake surrounded by boulders. The previous day, the commander had sent an experienced squad to prepare rafts. They reached their destination, cut down trees, and when we arrived, a few small rafts awaited us on the water. Several fighters went out on the first raft to check the opposite shore. We watched them row, ready to provide covering fire and to help them. The crossing was undisturbed. We saw them land, spread out, and carefully survey the area. After 2 hours, they signaled us to launch the remaining rafts. The little rafts floated back and forth, carrying people and equipment. By the way, our equipment is not minimal. It includes hammers, knives, axes, saws, cooking utensils, and food. Not to worry. Everything is well packed and travels with us from place to place, supervised by Herman Cohen, about whom I will have more to say when the time comes. By midnight, we were all on the other bank. We saw right away that this was different territory, covered with thick vegetation and smelling heavily of dampness.